The Cat in the Flat, Episode 1.
I've been living here now almost the day, and I'm still not sure I'm used to this. Are you even here? Or did you go out and leave the place looking like this? Oh, the windows have been left wide open. There's shit everywhere, and I've only got half an hour to get ready to meet David tonight. So if you're here, speak now or forever hold your peace. Great view, central location. The only issue with this place is all the shit all over it. Oh, stupid stiff lock. Just need to... Oh,
intruder!
Halt. I am armed. I am dangerous. And I will... Wait. What's the cooking thing with the chopping and the frying and the butter and the...
Are you done?
Sure, but now I'm hungry. How about some of that potato salad you do with the butter and the... Sauté!
I will sauté you! Hi-ya!
Oh, lighten up, Jess. What's eating your biscuits?
Look, I've been at work all day. I've got the date with David tonight and it's time we talked about, you know, and... I just want to take a shower and get ready. I did not want to come home to a wrecked flat and an unhinged flatmate wearing all of our cutlery as a jacket and doing... What is it you're doing exactly?
Security.
Security, right.
Well, you're the one who seems so big on it. I mean, I don't have a lock on my bedroom door. Why did you put that on there anyway?
Remember last summer? That incident involving you, a Winnie the Pooh costume, and all of those bees?
I do love honey.
Well, that's why. It's not that I don't trust you entirely. I just don't trust you not to destroy all of my stuff.
No forks were harmed in the making of this security vest.
All right. Is there any chance that this place won't look or smell like complete horseshit by the time I get home with David later?
Yes, Mom.
Corporal Yoko of the Cutie Squadron reporting for clean-up duty.
You know what, Yoko? You're just too adorable to stay mad at.
Would you like some wine, monsieur?
What? No thanks. I'll just wait a little longer, if that's okay.
But, monsieur, you have been sat here for an hour. Perhaps the lady is not coming. Maybe some wine would help
you. No, I'll wait. She'll be here soon.
Is she usually this late?
Are you usually this nosy about the private lives of your clients?
Sorry, it's just...
No, she's not usually late. But things have felt a little... strange lately, that's all.
Are you worried?
No, I mean... Maybe... I don't know, things are great when we see each other. But we've been dating for 6 months now, and she hasn't even told me where she lives yet.
You and the lady, you have not...
Are you my waiter or my therapist?
You don't want wine, monsieur? I give you my ear instead.
Oh, how Van Gogh of you.
So you sense that something is wrong?
Well, if it's this or buy your wine, sure. It just feels like she's hiding something. Like there's this big secret and... She's afraid that I'll get too close and discover it.
Women are like oil on water, monsieur. Beautiful but fleeting.
Yeah, that makes about as much sense as half the things on this menu.
If you are just going to insult the menu, monsieur, perhaps it is time that you considered that your lady friend may not be...
Say, is this guy bothering you, Dave?
I was just...
Asking him where his date was. Because I'm here. And we'd like your most mid-range and mundane bottle of wine, please.
But of course...
We're going to have to tip double now, you know that, right?
I've got a tip for him. Even fake moustaches need combing now and then.
You look amazing.
Stop it, you. You make me blush. Besides, one of us had to make an effort.
I knew I should have shaved.
Okay, that's all of the saucepans back where they live. I wanna be the very best. One fork, two forks, three forks, four. That no one ever was. I think that's all of those. But where did I put all of the spoons? I'm sure I left them around here somewhere. To catch them is my real test. If I were a spoon, where would I be hiding? Ah! There you are! Behind that sofa cushion. Of course, that's the spoon's natural habitat. To train them is my... That is not how the song goes. The next word is... cause! Oh! Hello. Where did you come from? Well, I guess you came in through the balcony. But... seriously, who are you? Why are you here? Why am I talking to a cat? What are you... Hey! Don't lick that! That's my defensive spoon! Okay, that's too adorable to stay mad at. All right then, you beautiful... four-legged intruder. What gives? What makes you think you can randomly wander in through the window? Ah. Intruder window. Not a great sense of humour there, have you? Well, anyway, hi, I'm Yoko. This is where we live. Not me and you, I mean me and Jessie. She's probably not going to be as cool as I am when she meets you. That's just her style, you know. She's the highly strung type. I'm kind of worried about her, to be honest. She's been dating this guy for months, and all she talks about is how great she thinks he is, and she's not been able to cross this bridge she has. I know. I don't even understand why she gets so bent out of shape about it either. I guess I just don't understand people. Now you. You're a cat. And while I know that's massively stating the obvious, you have pretty much a perfect life. I'd like to think we have a lot in common. I like to sleep all day. You presumably do too. You like to eat. I'm starving. Good point. I've still not eaten yet. Let's bake a cake. I'm sure Jessie will need some cheering up when she gets home.
Okay, these mussels are amazing.
I don't know. There's something about boiling something alive before sucking it out of the shell it used to call home that creeps me out.
You know it's lobsters they cook alive, right? These were killed this morning.
You're a cheery one, aren't you? At least I made it here on time.
I'm so sorry that I got here so late. I had another Yoko situation to deal with.
Ah, the infamous Yoko. Am I ever actually going to meet her? She sounds interesting.
She's a pain in the arse. But hey, she's my pain in the arse. She's made me smile on a lot of down days and certainly keeps me on my toes. But am I ready for you to meet her? Give it another 20 or 30 years. By then, someone will have declared her a health hazard and built a concrete sarcophagus around her or something.
Sounds intense.
Intense is a word. Times it by 4 or 5 billion, you've got Yoko. Still, her heart's in the right place. Her brain, on the other hand, has been AWOL since birth.
So, what was the situation tonight all about?
Oh, it's a long story. I'm not quite sure how it starts, but it ends with me needing to buy new kitchen utensils tomorrow. Don't worry, it wasn't anything serious. I'm not sure that serious is a mental state she's capable of. But I love her, warts and all. Friends, eh?
I've got to say, it's great to hear more about her. This whole mysterious life you lead outside of our dates. I was starting to think you might be some kind of malevolent alien inside a human skin suit or something.
It's
complicated. I can't.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, Jessie. I was just joking around.
No, don't be sorry. It's just...
Hey, it's okay. I think you're incredible, Jessie. I've never met anyone like you. You're someone I really want to keep in my life.
You do?
I was terrified when you were late. This was going to be one of those, hey, maybe we should call it off kind of dates. I seem to have dates like that a lot, you know, where I've tried and ended up being all fake and I just get dropped when something more interesting or better put together comes along. You're the first girl that I've felt comfortable enough to be around in years, and I'd hate for this to be the last date we ever go on. It isn't, is it?
No, it's just... I like you too. And I want to let you into my life more. Show you where I live, even meet Yoko. There's this thing...
I don't care.
You would care, David. Everyone always cares in the end.
Try me. What's the worst that can happen?
I'm bearing my innermost and you're quoting Dr. Pepper at me.
Hey, he's the best doctor I've ever had.
Okay. If this means that things have to come to an end between us, just be honest with me about it, okay? Then we can go our separate ways and that's that.
I don't understand what could be so terrible that I wouldn't...
Promise me, David. Just be honest, okay?
I promise.
Okay, well, how much do you know about gender?
Gender?
Because it's not... It's like, you know how people are often born with one hair colour, but it changes a bit as you start to grow up. And then as you start to get older and become more independent, you can choose what colour your hair is and change it to whatever you like. Well, there's like a million different colours to choose from and some of them suit people more than others.
Jessie, you okay? You're shaking.
Oh, I'm waffling, aren't I? Oh, God, I'm waffling. Okay. Okay, here's the thing.
You've been listening to The Cat in the Flat, with Chloe Knight as Yoko, Edward Elgood as Saul, Natalie Spencer as Jessie, James Alexander as David, Susie Holland as Sarah, and Michael Wellborn as The Cat. Additional voices by Jeremy Collins-Webb, Bava Barzer, Jordan Pedo, Libby Grant, Freddie Parkinson, and Ashton Charge. The Cat in the Flat was written by Kestor Guyon and directed by Aidan Owen. Find full credits and follow the story online at www.thecatflat.com.